Ever feel like you're just like throwing your marketing budget into a black hole, like hoping something, anything will stick? I mean, you're doing Facebook ads, Instagram, YouTube, influencers, maybe even throwing in some free shipping. But how do you know what's actually working? Well, today we're taking a deep dive into how one e-commerce company used data to crack their marketing code. We're talking marketing mix modeling.
That's right. MMM.
And how it helped them boost sales by 10%. So, what is this MMM?
MMM is like having a detective, a marketing detective
Ooh.
on your team, right? They're sifting through all the clues and telling you what's really moving the needle.
I like that, a marketing detective.
Okay.
So, tell me more about this e-commerce company.
Sure. So this company, they're selling womenswear and jewelry, and they're doing all the things you're supposed to, right? They're on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook ads, influencer
The
deals,
whole nine yards.
name it, the whole nine yards. But they're hitting that wall that all businesses face, which is,
Is it working?
is it working?
Right.
Are these efforts actually turning into sales?
Right. They need to call in the marketing detective.
Exactly.
So, how does this MMM magic work?
So imagine all your marketing data. We're talking about ad spend, website traffic, promotions, sales figures. You feed that into this powerful analytical model, and the MMM, it crunches those numbers to show you the impact of each factor on your bottom line.
So it's basically telling you where your money's best spent. Okay. So what did our marketing detective uncover for this company?
Okay, so this is where it gets juicy, right? Because they actually built two separate MMMs, one for womenswear, one for jewelry. And the results were a little bit different. So for womenswear, Instagram was queen,
Really?
outperforming all other social media
Well,
platforms.
that makes sense, right? When I think about fashion, I think about Instagram.
Right, exactly. A picture's worth a thousand outfits, or however that saying goes. But it suggests that women who are buying clothes, they're heavily influenced by visuals, by influencer recommendations. But it wasn't just Instagram. Influencer marketing in general and discounts, those also played a role. But you know what was really interesting? Free delivery
Oh.
was a big factor.
Free shipping always gets me. I am so much more likely to buy something
Of
if
course.
it's like,
Everybody is.
if I'm not paying for shipping. So, okay, what about jewelry? Was it the same deal with Instagram?
While Instagram still held its own among, social media platforms, combo packs and special offers, those were the heroes for jewelry.
Interesting. So maybe if someone is looking to buy jewelry, they're looking for a deal more so than just seeing it on their influencer's feed.
Exactly. And it highlights how important it is to understand, the specific motivations and purchasing behaviors within each customer segment. Because womenswear versus jewelry, different.
Different. So, okay, they have all these insights. What did they do? How did they actually put it into practice?
Okay, so this is where the magic really happens. So, armed with this knowledge, they can strategically reallocate their marketing budget, right? So, instead of just spreading it across all channels,
Hoping for the best.
hoping for the best, they doubled down on what they knew was working.
I love that. Smart.
Smart. And the impact,
What happened?
a 15% sales increase for womenswear
Get out.
and a 10% increase for jewelry.
Okay, those are amazing results.
That's significant.
That is significant. Data-driven decisions for the win.
Absolutely.
Okay, so for those of us listening who, maybe don't have a data science degree, what's the takeaway here?
I think the big takeaway is you have to understand your audience. And by using data to analyze what actually resonates with those customers, you can optimize your marketing. It's about working smarter, not harder.
Love that. So I want everyone listening to just take a moment and think. Are you relying on gut feelings for your marketing? Or are you digging deeper, looking at the data? Because, hello, a 10% sales lift.
Yeah, who doesn't want that?
Who doesn't want that? That could be just a deep dive away.